Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, you know, we have been praying and still are praying for a third great awakening to touch America, really,
yes,
to touch
Lord.
America and spread all over the world. I mean, when you look at what's happening in America and in the world today, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to find out. We need God in a very, very bad way. And I just heard some really encouraging news. Reinhard Bonnke, the great evangelist known to have won millions. In fact, he's 73 years old now, believe it or not.
Wow.
He looks so young. He is young, but, you know, it's just some people you don't ever expect to really get old. And he has so much fire and so much energy. And he was used powerfully to reach the continent of Africa. The Lord actually spoke to Reinhard four times in a dream, and told him that Africa would be saved. And finally he told his wife, this was back in 1972. In fact, what God told him was all Africa shall be saved.
Wow.
And he told his wife after the fourth time, he says, I think God wants me to do something in Africa. And after many years of ministry, it is reported and been shared that Reinhard has led close to 75 million people.
Whoa.
75 million people in Africa, in the continent of Africa, to the Lord. I mean, if you've seen any of his crusades or seen any videos, I mean, you just see thousands and thousands. And I mean, just all you see are dots of people's heads. But they're, I mean, and all the crusades are lined up with all sorts of crutches and all different type of, you know, wheelchairs and things like that. People not radically saved and healed. Well, just last year, Reinhard Bonnke said that the Lord gave him a dream that America is going to be saved.
Wow.
And it's so encouraging because, you know, many of us are believing and holding on to, we've been sharing on VFN Radio that, listen, there is still hope for America. You know, we've been saying 2 Chronicles 7:14 over and over again that if my people who are called by, this is God saying, by my name will humble themselves, repent, turn from their wicked ways and pray, and God will heal our land.
And America, you think, I mean, Africa, it's a continent. It's not like.
Right.
You know, when you think about America, it's a country.
Exactly.
Nation.
Exactly.
And Africa's actually, you know, when you think of all the parts of Africa.
Yeah, it's huge.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's huge.
I mean, all the Middle Eastern issues that are going on right now, you're looking at Northern Africa all the way across, you know, Libya and Egypt and. Benghazi situation right there is in Libya. All that stuff's going on.
Yeah.
I mean, Malawi.
Malawi, Zimbabwe, Tanzania.
Well, Malawi, all the fighting going on there, the million orphans in Zimbabwe. There's just so much calamity, you know, in the context of that. Wow.
Yeah, and to see what has already been done. Well, God's been stirring, you know.
It kind of says then, I don't want to interrupt you with it, but it kind of says that salvation's coming to Africa, and there will be people, lots of people, that will find God in the context of that. So when God says, based on his experience and our observing of how that's been walked up presently, is he's not talking about a piece of land being saved. He's talking about the Africans, which is a continent, are going to be saved. 750 million? As it was, you say?
75 million.
75 million. Okay, 75 million, that was the response.
Yeah.
That was the
recorded
response.
Wow.
So
it could be more, but recorded response was 75 million. And I mean, if you see these crusades, millions of people show up. I mean, at a time, it's been huge.
It's so important, I was saying that, it's because some people are so held captive by a negative demon that when they see 75 million people saved and get saved, they say, but there's actually 76 million Africans. So they would say, well, that means Africa didn't get saved. 75 million!
Hello!
Come on.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So when you're talking about, you know, what you're about, I know what you're about to share is, you know, just crank it up and realize, you know, what you're about to share is that we can have the same kind of faith.
Absolutely.
The same kind of faith.
Absolutely. Well, you know, God's been speaking to a lot of revivalists and people that just love God and want to see this nation won and the people in this nation won. Well, you know, Billy Graham is turning 95, and in November, this is going to be one of his pretty much last crusades at 95. They have 16,000 churches that are participating and being a part all across the country. Reinhard Bonnke is doing a kind of a big crusade in Orlando, and just different evangelists and revivalists are sharing the gospel just like we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we are all believing the body of Christ. God is stirring up the body of Christ for a huge move of God. And our faith is stirred. And we want to encourage you this morning and today to let your faith be stirred. Let your faith be encouraged, because this is the hour. I mean, this is the time that we can go after God and believe God for everyone in America. Why not believe for an entire country can be saved? I mean, in Honduras, they're praying for that a nation can be saved in a day.
Mm-hmm.
In Colombia right now, in Cartagena, Colombia, there's a group of believers that are getting up at 3 a.m. They're called early risers. And they get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and what they're doing is they get up to pray through the city streets at 3 a.m., and they're seeing all sorts of miracles. They're seeing their city transformed. They're mm-hmm. seeing people that didn't have employment. They're bringing their resumes and are getting jobs.
This is Colombia, you said?
This is in Colombia.
Oh, wow.
I'm just sharing just some of the God happenings around
the
world.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking about, you know, what I was saying earlier, and what you're saying is that maybe the continent of Africa might not have made it if the 75 million people who are walking in the context of the fabric of the continent today didn't get saved. Maybe it just would have crashed as a civilization. Maybe America would be saved because this massive amount of people who are in our everyday life, and they'll be leaders and pastors and parents and whatever, and they will actually turn the nation in the right direction, and they'll benefit, if my people.
Well, hey, that's...
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, wow, yeah, maybe that's it. The nation can be saved when enough people turn to God.
Yeah, what's that number, 10%?
Yeah, 10% can turn.
So believe with us. Let's pray, and let's just see God do what he's going to do. But you got to be in it. You got to be ready. Listen, no one's going to give their heart to the Lord unless we share the good news of the kingdom.
Right.
And why not you? Why not now? Step out and join with us. Pray with us. But don't just only pray. Begin to start sharing what God has done in your life. Listen, you are a testimony if you know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. If he saved you, listen, that's the greatest miracle to you that you've encountered, that you've experienced. And there's nothing like a testimony of, you know, I was lost and now I'm actually found. And so many times people are you know, they want to distance themselves from maybe some of the things that God saved them from. But listen, when you're real and transparent and share what God has saved you from and how he has changed your life completely, that gives hope to other people. You know, and I think about so many times, the time that I've shared my testimony, I've heard someone else's testimony, it just really shows me it's the love of God, the compassion of God to say, wow, Lord, you did it again. If you can do it for this person and you can do it for my neighbor, or you can do it for my son, or you can do it for my daughter, listen, we have a generation right now. We have a generation right now that needs to know God. And there's all these reports and studies that are saying that the young people are lost, that they're not coming to the Lord. In fact, what they're saying right now is that one in three millennials, those are people born between 1980s and the early 2000s, have no religious affiliation. No religious affiliation. One in three. And that means they don't know God. They don't have any concept. Well, why not? Why not step on out? Why not share your testimony? Why not share the love of God with everyone that you possibly can? Listen, when it's all said and done and it's all over with, and when you pass away, the only thing that we can take with us to heaven are souls. You can't take anything else. So why not be able to share the love of God, the compassion of God with others? Because at the end of the day, that's the only thing that counts. It's the only thing that matters. God has done so much for you. You've got to share it. You've got to open your voice and believe that your city can be won. Believe that your neighborhood can be won. Believe that your family can be won. Why not? Why not? Why not now? Why not you? And there's, you know, you can look at a situation, or you can look at what's happening in the nation and be a naysayer and just say, you know what, I'm saved. I'm you know, Lord, take me home.
Right.
I'm ready, Lord.
I'm finished.
I'm finished. But are you really leaving everything on the field? Are you really pouring everything out? Well, let me tell you something. You don't want to have regrets when you're coming in, you know, standing before God. You don't want to have any regrets of what you could have done or what you could have, you know, should have said to somebody. Seize the opportunity, seize the moment, and start believing God for divine appointments and boldness to step out. You don't have to get out there and preach a fiery sermon. You don't have to get out there and stand on something. But you can take time out of your schedule and follow the promptings and the leadings of the Lord. Maybe it's the lady who's a cash register clerk and at the local Walmart, or maybe it's the person that's coming to cut your grass, or maybe it's the person that you work with right next to your coworker that you never get a chance to talk to.
You know what I think about, John? Think about, remember where and VFN TV, it's there about what does it look like to win a city?
Mm.
What does it look like? And you remember the lady that Dorcas that would make blankets and quilts and all this kind of stuff. And that one manifestation of the glory of God, that one lady being healed, began to, and talking about what God did, began to turn that whole city over to God. Just one epicenter, one move of God. I mean, look at this thing with, you know, somebody praying for this car accident victim and God answering, but they can't find the person. But just that moment of being there there and all the speculation can stir a heart of a nation.
That's right.
And turn the heart of a city. So even in the fact of saying you could witness to the milkman or the post office, but you also can go out and lay hands on people, you know,
absolutely,
as a believer, and these signs will follow you. And it doesn't have to be everybody. It can just be, you know, Dorcas. It could be just one person.
That's right.
And don't stop telling everybody and take that person with you. Tell them what God did.
Yes.
I was dead, but now I'm alive. I was sick and I was healed. I was broke and God provided. I needed a house and he gave a word of knowledge and God gave me a house. I needed this and this happened and God did this. He said, what do you want? And boom, I'm at, you know what I'm saying? That
absolutely
just stirs people, realize the manifestation of the glory of God brings people to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that brings, I believe, revival in a man's heart. That's a good word.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.